It's time once again for the adventures of Chef Gregory, the continuing saga of a Canadian chef and his Mexican cat who get themselves into all kinds of strange misadventures, all of which involve cooking for some strange reason.
Hey, boss, there's a narrator guy standing in the kitchen talking about us.
It's action-packed. It's a thrill a minute. It's a cooking show.
Oh, he's one of those things.
And now on to the adventures of Chef Gregory.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Chef Gregory.
And I am hungry.
And we're on the Fuzzy Doom today, the pirate ship, and we're going to take the place of the regular cook, Bob Applecart. Now, the crew is demanding Bob's horse feed muffins, so we're going to make horse feed muffins today.
So what do you put in these things? Hay and grass?
No, we want everybody to be able to eat these muffins, eh? So here's what we're going to need. We're going to need flour, bran, brown sugar, baking powder, baking soda, cinnamon, salt, apples, milk, vegetable oil, eggs, cold butter, and oats.
And lasagna.
Why for lasagna?
Like I said, I'm hungry, man.
Well, not to worry, Miguel. We'll have these muffins done in a trice. Okay, so here's what you need to do. Now, the first thing we're going to do in this big old honking mixing bowl we got here, we're going to put in 2 cups of flour. Okay, that's one. And 2 cups of flour.
That's not a flower. That's a skunk.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, you just made me think of that movie with the deer and the rabbit.
Now, the next thing we're going to need is 1 cup of bran. And you can find bran in your cereal aisle, usually. Just look for the cereal that looks kind of like rabbit pellets. Okay, we dump those in the bowl there.
Rabbit pellets? Incoming or outgoing?
Incoming, to be sure. Now, the next thing we're going to need is 3/4 cup, tightly packed down, of brown sugar. Okay, 3/4 cup, that looks about right. Dump that in the bowl.
Say, boss, what is the difference between white sugar and brown sugar?
White sugar comes from Europe, brown sugar comes from Africa.
Wait, what? I don't get it.
Okay, the next thing we want to do is we want to add 1 tablespoon of baking powder. Okay. Then we add 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. That's a little much there, but I think that'll be all right. And then we add 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. And then last but not least, 1 teaspoon of salt. Alrighty. Now, last dry ingredient. We are going to add 1/4 cup of quick oats.
Hey, boss, do you think that the carnivores on the ship are really going to be okay eating oats?
But the original recipe came from a lady named Light, and she's an otter.
Yes, but as I recall, her original recipe did not call for the oats.
Well, yeah, but hey, you're a carnivore, and you don't complain when I add oats to the meatloaf.
You add oats to the meatloaf? Oh, that is just blasphemy.
But you love my meatloaf.
That's true. Okay, I'm over it.
Okay, now we're going to give these dry ingredients a good stir. Make sure they're all well mixed together. I think I may have gotten a little bit too much baking soda in here, but that's okay. The muffins will survive. They'll just be a little bit fluffier. All right, now that we've got the dry ingredients all mixed, it's time to cut the apples. I've got a couple of nice apples here. I've got a New Zealand Braeburn, and I've got a Gala apple. So we're going to use those. I've got a really nice tool here. If you could see it, it would look like a square of metal with the end curled into a circular loop. And this thing has all kinds of uses. What we're going to do here I'm just going to place the loop into the top of one of the apples. You turn it upside down so that the apple's on top, and give it a good whack. And that cuts the core right out of the apple there. Now if I can just get the apple off of it. Here, one cored apple. Yeah, core the other apple here. Whack, whack, whack.
I get rid of those apple cores for you, boss.
Thanks, Miguel. Trash is right over there. Now we want to chop up the apples into little bits.
Oh, look at the way you chop up those apples.
Oh, I'm not chopping yet. I'm just practicing. Okay, now we want to start chopping these apples up. Get them into itty-bitty pieces. Cut, cut, cut. Little itty-bitty pieces. Cut, cut, cut. And we'll go ahead and fast forward past this part. It's kind of boring. Okay, now I have chopped up both the apples, and I put them in the mixing bowl here. And mix those all around. All right, and the next ingredient we need for our muffins is... we need 1 cup of milk. So, get the milk. Smells okay. At least okay for cooking. Wouldn't want to use this in about 2 days, but 1 cup, and we pour it into the bowl there. All right. Next, we need 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. And pour that in there. Yeah, I am going to crack 2 eggs into the bowl. This is our last wet ingredient, so about this time I'm going to ask Miguel over there to preheat the oven to 400 degrees and start greasing the muffin tins. Miguel, please preheat the oven to 400 degrees and start greasing the muffin tins. Okay, now that we've got the batter all mixed, we're going to start on the streusel topping. Now, we want 2 tablespoons of butter. And normally, I like to use my favorite butter substitute for most things. But don't want to use that this time, because you really want the nice doughy texture that you get with butter. Now we're going to want 1/4 cup of brown sugar. 1/4 cup. Make sure you're not putting this in the same bowl with your batter, by the way. So you want to save this to put on last. And you want 1/4 cup of flour. 1/4 cup of flour. There we go. And I'm just going to add a little sprinkling of white sugar, just for the heck of it. Everybody likes white sugar, right? You know I do. And then we're going to add 1/2 of a teaspoon of cinnamon. 1/2 of a teaspoon. And just to mix it up a bit, I'm going to add a few sesame seeds. Sesame seeds. Okay. You want to mesh it up with a dough cutter. Or if you don't have a dough cutter, a fork will work just fine. You want to get that to a nice, really doughy consistency. Okay, the butter starting to get to be the consistency of dough now. But we want to really get it down into fine particles so that we can sprinkle it on top of the muffins when the time comes. So we're just going to keep cutting sugar and flour into the butter.
Hey, boss, I got bad news. There ain't no muffin tins.
No muffin tins? But Bob Applegart fixes horse feed muffins all the time. How come there are no tins?
I don't know. He must have taken them with him.
Taken? Why would he do that?
I said, I know. I'm not a horse.
So, what do we have?
Well, we have little tiny loaf pans and little tiny bundt pans.
That'll have to do. You grease the pans while I finish cutting the butter.
I don't know why, but that just sounds really vulgar. Chef Gregory? Oh, Chef Gregory!
Captain Cliffdiver, what can I do for you, sir?
The Ottoman Emperor has asked us to transport a dignitary from Leopoldsville. He is a lion and is demanding meat.
Oh, this looks like the perfect occasion to make my Aloha chicken.
You can't be serious, boss.
Well, why not?
Boss, you're on a pirate ship where the crew is all animals. If you cook a chicken, I think Mr. Eekbeak up there would take offense.
Oh, good point. What about shrimp? Are shrimp okay?
Shrimp are okay.
All right, Miguel, spoon the batter into these pans, fill them about 3/4 full, and top them with streusel mix while I put some rice on the boil. Okay, once you've got those pans filled, you want to put them in an 400 degree Fahrenheit oven, that's about 200 degrees Celsius, for 20 to 25 minutes. If you are doing the muffins, we'll probably want to put them in a little bit longer since we're using bigger pans. Okay, I've got my shrimp in the frying pan here, and I've added a little bit of crab just to add more meat to it. I'm going to put in some pineapple, about a third the amount of pineapple as we have meat there. Now, crab and shrimp, but shrimp especially, they are naturally sweet meats. So we don't really want to bring out the sweetness like we would in Aloha chicken with teriyaki sauce. In this dish, we're going to play up the savory aspect. So I'm going to put in some poultry seasoning. Sprinkle that all around there. And some leaf rosemary. You always want to make sure to cook anything with leaf rosemary in it really good. Otherwise, somebody might get a stick of that in the roof of their mouth. And that's not good eats. And then we're going to add a whole lot of basil. Yeah, basil makes any dish with shrimp better. Okay, we're going to set that on the stove and go get the muffins out of the oven.
Oh, this look good. I'm still not convinced we're on a cooking show, but I sure am grateful for magic ovens.
Okay, what I'm doing now is I'm chopping up one onion. It's a really strong onion. That's what we want, to bring out the savory nature of this dish. And I'm also chopping up half a pepper, a big green bell pepper. Oh, that's a strong onion. Yeah, one whole yellow onion, one green pepper. Mmm, that's a good pepper. And then we're also going to cut up a nice sizable zucchini. Doesn't really matter how much zucchini you put in. Just as long as you've got enough for your own taste. And I'm cutting these kind of big to make them easy to pick up with chopsticks. And then lastly, we're going to put in 2 Roma tomatoes, coarsely chopped. Those are going to be our vegetables for this dish.
Yeah, we put all of those together.
Oh man, I'm hungry. I wish it would hurry up and cook.
In the pan? Actually, it can, because I've taken the liberty of editing out the cooking time.
So now, the shrimp and the crab and the vegetables are done. And I'm going to serve them over a bowl of rice. Okay. Here we got our Aloha shrimp and our horse feed muffins. And we'll see how they taste.
Here, Miguel, you have the first taste.
Okay, here I go, tasting the food. That is so tasty. It's so savory and shrimpy.
In the muffin?
Okay, tasting the loaf muffin in 3, 2, 1. That's tasty. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, hey, look, Miguel. We've reached Leopoldsville.
Yeah, land. Now we can finally get out of this stinking ocean.
No, actually, I'm afraid we can't.
We can't? Why we can't?
There's not enough time. The show's over in 3, 2, 1.
What will become of our heroes?
Uh-oh, he's that narrator guy again.
Find out in the next thrilling and gastronomical episode of The Adventures of Chef Gregory, right here on Otter Tunes.